Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So welcome to this special edition of the Curzon podcast. This week we're going to be talking about the ins and of course the outs of the Oscars, 2016 Oscars, the 88th Academy Awards, which was held on Sunday in the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. We weren't invited, however, we do have the internet, so we've seen the results and we know what happened. Hello, Helen.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Are you an Oscars person, would you say? Because I feel like these days... You're interested in it, or you think, no, I don't care, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, I'm quite interested in it just for, you know, fun.
Yeah?
But I don't take it too seriously.
No, good. I think that's the way to be, really, because, I mean, yeah, it's fun, it's nice that people are being rewarded for their work, but ultimately I think the whole thing about campaigning for an Oscar sort of diminishes it slightly.
Yeah,
and I
agree.
Think more so you come away from every ceremony thinking, well... let's look at what didn't win and what should have won. That seems to be what most people talk about. But I actually think this was a pretty good Oscar year. I mean,
I agree.
A lot of the films over the past few weeks that we've discussed won a few, and most of them were nominated for Best Picture, so that's nice. The Academy clearly agrees with us, which is a bonus.
As they should.
As they should. So you didn't watch the ceremony this year, did you? Hosted
no,
by Chris.
No, I just saw bits. I saw some bits.
Okay.
Chris Rock being pretty cool.
I see. I started watching it, and my intention, because didn't start till 1:30 in the morning.
Very.
Which
late.
Is late, and it started then, which is crazy. So I just started watching it.
Times are weird, aren't they?
Very weird. Yeah. Whether that was going on while we were like in our pajamas and stuff. Yeah, I started watching it, and then I thought, okay, I'll give up at about 3, because I was a bit bored. I was like, yeah, everything I thought was winning is winning. Then suddenly Mad Max Fury Road, which is my favourite film of the year, started winning everything. And I know it was all the technical categories, but it was still winning them. And I was like, wow, this is great, Mad Max is winning everything. And then the Best Supporting Actor winner happened, which we'll talk about a bit later, and that was quite a surprise. And then in my sort of sleep-deprived state, I thought... Mad Max is going to win everything. Mad Max is going to win Best Picture. Oh my God, it's going to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, so I stayed up till 5 a.m. because I was like, it's going to do
you
it.
I thought Mad Max is going to win.
I thought Mad Max is going to sweep the board. This is it.
This
it's going to happen.
I haven't even seen Mad Max.
It's so good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? There's more though. This is like, there's been ones before it, hasn't there?
Yeah, this is kind of a sort of reboot / sequel. But you don't need to see the previous ones to see this.
Okay.
But that actually won the most awards at the Oscars this year. That won 6.
Well done.
Because everyone else won like either 1 or something's won 2.
So how did you feel when actually Spotlight won?
I mean, I think eventually I came to my senses and thought, okay, it's still going to be Spotlight the Revenant. But I generally thought it would be the Revenant to win this picture.
I'm glad it didn't.
I think Spotlight, other than Mad Max, which kind of was never really going to win because it's an action film, but out of all the winners here, I think Spotlight's the most deserved. Because we love that.
Yeah.
And I saw it twice, one day after the other. So yeah, a well-deserved winner. Because I think quite often, the best picture, you go away from it going, oh, that one. Like last year, a bit disappointed that Birdman won over Boyhood.
Oh, I hated Birdman.
Yeah.
Oh, the track behind drove me mad.
What?
I couldn't watch it all. I loved Boyhood.
Yeah, Boyhood's amazing. Boyhood should have won. Favorite
film of the last year, I think.
Oh, really? It's up there with my. It's in my top 10, I'd say. But yeah, very happy Spotlight won. So let's look at the. Let's start with Best Picture. So Best Picture had The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight.
We love Room, but I don't think Room should have won Best Picture.
No, maybe as a film as a whole, it's not quite as good as some of the other ones because it's so simple.
Yeah. Revenant, oh, it's long.
Yeah, because you hadn't seen this before the Oscars, had you?
No, so, just because I didn't have time.
What did you think of it?
Yes, we haven't even talked about it at all on the podcast, so we should. Really good performance from Leo. Mm-hmm. The cinematography was outstanding, and some of the views of the landscape all natural stuff light. Really blew me away. And the light plays such a brilliant role.
Yep.
But in terms of the story itself, I felt like it wasn't that original.
Very story light.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much going on story-wise.
There's not much going on. But I kind of felt like it was in the middle because it... In a way, maybe they should have been... I mean, it wouldn't have ever won anything if they'd done it this way. But they could have stripped it back more and made it more about this man crawling through the snow.
Yeah.
And made it shorter.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it. I thought it's a great sort of experience more than anything else.
Yeah.
Of all the films here, maybe it's the most sort of experience film, if that's a thing. You really feel like you're there and just like the breath on the camera makes you feel cold as well. Things like that.
I was chilly.
Yeah, very chilly. I need to go to the toilet a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. I think there's just something nice about watching big Hollywood actors in a film that doesn't look like a big Hollywood film. I know it's very impressive. It looks very impressive, but it doesn't look like it cost a lot of money because it is all filmed on real locations and they are getting they're getting down and dirty. Literally and physically. That was really nice to see. But I think that, the story is very light. And I suppose it's not about the story, but it is just a revenge flick. Just a revenge tale, ultimately. But I think it's a very good revenge tale. And I like the way that it takes the... Because do you know much about the story before you saw it?
No.
So it's based like a myth. Of Hugh Glass, who was mauled by a bear, he's a fur trapper, mauled by a bear, left for dead by his team, and he actually survived in the wild for however long.
Mm-hmm.
The film has added the concept of his child.
Yeah, see, that's what I felt wasn't needed, added, so that's funny.
Tom Hardy, John Fitzgerald is a real person, but I think they've
made him
a villain.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess it gives Leonardo DiCaprio's character a bit more of a drive. But I like the way they kind of demystify this American myth by having different point of views going on. Like, you have the sort of... They focus a lot on the Native Americans, which I thought was nice.
Yeah.
Because films never do that anymore.
Yeah,
that's so that was good. But...
Have you seen Touching the Void?
I haven't seen Touching the Void, no.
Similar.
Okay.
Crawling sort of through the
survival
snow.
In the wild type thing.
Yeah. But, like, on a properly true story.
Okay.
And that I really liked.
Okay.
That's really good. But it's kind of more documentary.
Yeah.
That's funny that they've added that bit in.
Yeah,
because
I guess.
Because I kind of felt like it didn't need it. Because I was so, like, taken away by...
The visuals. I think, I guess, the thought process there would maybe be that if he's just... been left for dead by his team. There's nothing driving him for an audience, really.
But the will to survive.
I'm not going to die anymore. there's a lot of screaming and shouting as well.
The bit with the horse, oh my gosh.
I love the bit with the horse, yeah. And that's a great sort of Star Wars reference as well, I believe.
Is it?
In Empire Strikes Back, yeah. Mm. There's a scene, very similar
scene.
It's
a nice sort of like rebirth.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of rebirth going on. Yeah. So crawling out of the
wood shack thing.
His tomb is said crawling out of his grave. The wood shack, yeah, he literally sort of splits it open. Yeah.
And then in the hall, I was like, this is horse, very birthy.
Very birthy, yeah. I also love the very last shot. where he looks at the into the camera for a while, and it just makes you think of the whole film differently. I felt for me, just suddenly, oh.
Well, I kind of felt like that was saying, "What am I going to do now?"
Yeah.
What's the look I was getting from him?
Yeah, I think it's a nice end shot because it could mean any number of things. Like, on one hand, it exposes that the camera is there.
Yeah.
Which is quite an interesting way for this kind of film to end, which is so, like... So has no technology, yet to suddenly look at the end and acknowledge there's a camera was quite an interesting little moment. But The Revenant, so it didn't win Best Picture, went to Spotlight, which you can listen to a few weeks back. We had a whole 45 minutes or so talking about Spotlight. Very well-deserved winner. There was also some talk that the Best Picture could have gone to The Big Short because that won that won the Producers Guild Award, but The Big Short was never going to win.
No.
Okay.
Oh, can I quickly say I really liked Domhnall Gleeson in
You can the quickly Revenant. Say you really liked Domhnall Gleeson in The Revenant.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to say. Moving on.
No nomination for him, though.
No.
We got a Tom Hardy nomination.
I suppose it's a bit small, but...
Yeah. Domhnall Gleeson was in everything this year.
He was. I like him.
Yeah, he's great.
Is at risk of being that guy that's in everything.
Yeah, he's kind of that guy at the moment.
So Leo won.
Leo won.
Well done.
Well done, Leo.
Don't you think it kind of felt a bit like, oh, like I think it kind of made the Oscars seem irrelevant though.
Yep.
Because it had taken him so long to win.
This is the problem with the Oscars is that this will work if we compare lead actor and lead actress this year.
Yes, it will.
Because lead actor, you have someone who is probably the most famous man on earth, potentially. Everyone knows Leonardo DiCaprio. Everyone loves him. He's got so much, like, presence online with social media. Like, everyone's talking about him all the time. He's a heartthrob, obviously. And people know him from films that are beloved films, like Titanic, Romeo and Juliet, and The Wolf of Wall Street. And these are popular films as well. And also... he's been nominated 6 times before. So there's a narrative here to his winning. And there's also the whole thing about he was crawling through the mud for real. He ate bison liver for real.
Yeah.
And he had to be in the cold for 6 months or whatever. And it's like, oh wow, it's so impressive they did that. Give him an Oscar. I think it's got that kind of narrative to it. This isn't me bashing Leo, giving Leo a hard time. But I just feel like compared to Brie Larson, who won for Room, I feel like she won solely on her performance in the film and nothing else surrounding the film. Because it's her first...
It's her acting.
Exactly, and nothing else. It's not her personality, it's not her looks, it's not her sort of experience. It's not like she deserves... You know, it's not like, oh, throughout her long career she deserves like one award, let's just give it her for this one. I feel like she genuinely deserved this solely through the performance and nothing about the conditions of her... of filming or anything like that. So that's quite interesting to compare those two this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that thing of Leo, he's so famous and just loved, and it's kind of like, what's the real reward like?
Exactly, yeah. And his speech, I felt, was a bit... I mean, have you seen his speech?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a nice speech about, you know, global warming, how The Revenant is about man's relationship to nature, and we should think about our relationship to nature. That was a nice, but I felt like he should have gone a bit more, like, yes!
Yeah, I would have liked him to go, finally, yeah, guys!
Just be really excited.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long, this whole
thing. But I guess he knew that was the narrative, and maybe he didn't want to play
into
that. Yeah,
he wants to play up, he wants to still maintain his image as kind of like this cool, liberal guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then if he'd done that, it would make him look like he was really gutted not doing those.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, I just sort of think of, if you watch Matthew McConaughey's speech when he won, he had such good rhythm in his speech, and it was so, you could kind of tell he knew exactly what he wanted to say, and it went at such a nice pace, and it was so like, it looked like watching someone who's so used to public speaking and it is so good at it. It was almost like a poem in a weird way, Matthew McConaughey's speech. Like a really
don't like
nice
Matthew
speech.
McConaughey.
Do you not?
I like his acting.
You don't like him?
Whenever I see him on an interview, I'm like, oh.
He's not all right.
No.
No. So, yeah, so Leo was up against Bryan Cranston in Trumbo, who we liked.
Yeah, he should have won, though.
Matt Damon in The Martian.
Haven't seen it.
It's very good, but he's not. It's a bit of a funny nomination. Michael Fassbender and Steve Jobs, who I think should have won. Because I think he was the best actor out of those five men. And then Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl, which I shamefully have not seen.
I also have not seen.
But anyway.
But no, I felt like Leo did well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he won. And if he didn't win, the world would have imploded, apparently.
I think he should have won for Wolf of Wall Street, really.
Yeah, I think Wolf of Wall Street is a better performance.
Especially that...
car scene.
Oh, well.
Actress. So, as we said Brie Larson, outstanding, absolutely deserved to win. She was up against Kate Blanchett for Carol, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, and Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn. Out of those, definitely give it to Brie Larson.
Our first podcast was on Room.
Yeah, so I think even from that day, we even said that she's going to win. So we predicted this.
We did.
Well done us.
Yeah.
A bit of a funny category really for actress, because I feel like it was, it's again like the actor, it's pretty clear you knew who was going to win.
Yeah, I think that was quite obvious.
Yeah, because especially because Kate Blanchett, Jennifer Lawrence, they've both won before.
Yeah,
it's not their turn. If you think of it in Oscar terms, Charlotte Rampling said some slightly questionable things a few weeks ago about the lack of diversity at the Oscars, so she was out. And Saoirse Ronan, I guess they think she's kind of young.
Maybe. Do you know what? I didn't watch Brooklyn because I thought the trailer looked awful. But yeah. Apparently the trailer is really unfair to it, and it's okay. Really good.
I've heard good things. Yeah. I personally haven't seen it, but... Should we move on to Best Supporting Actor?
Yeah, I'm not very good at this because I haven't seen...
Okay. Got Christian Bale in The Big Short, Tom Hardy for The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo for Spotlight, Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone for Creed. Now, this was probably the biggest shock of the night.
Yeah.
And I was very shocked. Because I actually wrote down my predictions. And this was a... I got most of them wrong, I'll be honest.
That's because you were in an insomnia-fueled frenzy.
Yeah,
and Mad Max for everything. And you just wrote Mad Max.
Best Supporting Actress, Mad Max.
Absolutely everything.
Yeah. Best Foreign Film, Mad Max. Documentary Short, Mad Max. Actor in a Supporting Role. Yeah, it went to Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies. I was so sure it was going to be Sylvester Stallone for Creed. I was ready. I was ready for him to go up and go, but it didn't happen. Mark Rylance, which I still think is a shock. I mean, a lot of people think, yeah, of course, Mark Rylance. He's the theatre actor. He was in Wolf. He was in all these. He's a proper actor's actor kind of thing. Of course, he's going to be. The narrative was there for Sly Stallone, have his big comeback 40 years after he played Rocky for the first time. He's now playing it for. He's now returned to the role, but was not to be. We do have a listener's question that we should read out.
That's me asking Jake who's in that. Who would win in a boxing match between Stallone now and Mark Rylance? That is from... We never mention Jake on these podcasts.
No, we don't mention Jake.
Jake's our producer.
He's the guy that pulls the strings.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mr. Cunningham.
Mr. Cunningham sources. And he says that's from movie Citric, which I'm guessing whoever is movie Citric wanted to be movie critic. But the name had already gone.
I like movie Citric. That's quite a nice name.
I like it too, but I think maybe Jake has spelt it wrong. So it might actually be from...
Movie critic.
At movie. But I'm going to go with at movie Citric.
Well, I like movie Citric.
You hope it's that, don't you?
I hope it's that. So who's going to win in the fight? Well,
going to be Mark.
You think it's going to be Mark? I don't know. I saw Stallone in Creed. And he's got the. I think he's still got it.
But Mark's got the Oscar.
So Mark's got the Oscar.
Is it a fight just with hands, or now with the Oscar? Because I imagine the Oscar's quite heavy.
So it's a boxing match.
Oh, so you couldn't use the Oscar as a prop.
Not really. That's kind of against the rules of boxing. See, I think Mark Rylance he looks like a pacifist to me. He's all very...
I think once he's in the ring.
Once he's in the ring, he's an animal. Mm. Barbed wire gloves.
Yeah.
He was very, I don't think of acting as a competition. That's what he said in his...
Yeah, yeah. But I think in the ring, he'd be like...
This is a competition. Yeah.
I think he would pummel.
So, this is funny, because Mark Rylance, this is his first film, essentially. His first big film, because he's done so much theatre and he's won for it. And Sylvester Stallone's done countless many films and has not won this year. But I think Stallone's pretty angry that he's not won this year.
Oh, is it post or pre? Because that's important.
Ooh. I think it should be post.
Okay, because if it's pre, maybe Stallone is kind of arrogant.
Yeah.
And then he's off his game.
That's true. So pre, he may... Because he's not expecting Mark Rylance to be a competitor, so he'd have just one punch, Mickey O'Neill'd him. Yeah, that's interesting.
But and then post, he's angry.
He's angry. He's got the anger, and he knows what Mark Rylance can do now. And Mark Rylance still wants to maintain his nice guy, English gentleman image. I feel like this is an important question we'll come back to time and time again over the next few minutes, but...
I think throughout my life will be...
I kind of wish the Oscars was a boxing match between actors. That'd be more interesting.
Brie would absolutely nail everyone.
Brie would kick ass.
Yeah.
I think Brie and Jacob Tremblay, double team. He was so good at the Oscars.
I didn't see... I saw his hair.
He stood on a box and presented an award.
Oh, mate, I saw him get his award and he was like, I know where I'm going to put this. And it was really sweet.
And he... where they had the Star Wars robots come on the stage briefly just for a little bit, and he was so excited, he stood up in his chair because he's so excited that the Star Wars guys were there.
I do kind of worry though. I always worry when children get famous.
Yeah, that is a worry. You hope he doesn't end up sort of...
I just want him to go back to school now
and then go into acting afterwards or something,
so that he can do the whole horrible growing up thing away from the camera. I'm sure he's listening, so
yeah, when you're listening, yeah. Someone, Brie, look after him. Yeah.
Make sure he's all right. Because everyone's doing this, all the paps, they're going to like it when he becomes a teenager. Yeah. And then...
Actress in a supporting role. Jennifer Jason Leigh for The Hateful Eight, Rooney Mara for Carol, Rachel McAdams for Spotlight, Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl, and Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs. Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl won, which I didn't expect.
That's a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it would be Kate Winslet myself.
Yeah.
Because she, I felt like the Academy would quite like the fact that Jack and Rose would win, as in Titanic.
Yeah, I knew Leo what you and Kate. Were going
Sorry,
to.
Okay. Yeah. he looks slightly blank. It's like, I should expand. But yeah.
No, I thought that's funny. Do you think the Academy would enjoy a Titanic? Yeah, they'd probably think
because it would be another story to talk about the Oscars. Oh, and it
they
was
love
a
story.
It's a Titanic reunion. It's that would be the headlines. But now I went to the Alicia Vikander and the Danish Girl had a very nice speech, and she was there sitting next to Michael Fassbender, fueling gossip rumours, fueling the fires of that little rumour.
I saw the worst one. I saw that someone was possibly pregnant. I can't remember who because I wasn't that interested, because they had a picture of Brie Larson putting her hand on the other actress's stomach and looking excited. And the article was like, many eagle-eyed Twitter followers have pointed out that this could mean that... I think it might have even been Kate.
Oh, okay.
Kate Winslet is pregnant. That's what it said. And then at the end of the article it said, of course, she could have just been feeling her shiny dress.
That's top-notch reporting there. Yeah. That's like Spotlight-style reporting, investigative journalism.
It, isn't it? There should be a film about that.
That's a Spotlight theme, if anyone's wondering.
It certainly is. It was like I was watching the film again there.
So, something really weird about this category this year is that Rooney Mara is in supporting role. Now...
Isn't she more elite?
I would argue she's far more elite than Cate Blanchett.
Well, it's that thing again, isn't it? The more famous one.
It's just very strange. And there was something online, it's breaking down these, like, percentage each supporting actor is in their film. And most of them, it's like 20 or 40% of the film, which makes sense for a supporting actor. Rooney Mara is in 67% of Carol.
Oh my goodness.
Well over half of the screen time is devoted to her.
Rooney, mate, you're in the wrong category.
She walked in the wrong door, yeah. But yeah, that's a shame because I feel, it's a shame when they do that. And they did it for, I think the most notable time they've done this was for True Grit in 2010 or 2011. Hayley Steinfeld, first time actress, pretty much, was she's the main character in True Grit.
Mm.
But gets a supporting actress nod because she's young. How they do it. If you have to be a certain age, I guess, in the Academy's eyes to earn your place in lead actress, but
which is
it's
what
just
I don't
crazy.
Like about it.
Yeah, it's all about earning and who you know and how much money you can put into campaigning. Animated feature film. You're gonna make your own awards.
Yeah.
The Helens.
Yeah.
So animated feature film, I think this was always gonna be Inside Out.
Mark Kermode's film of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I liked Inside Out, I didn't go crazy.
He loved
it. He really loved it.
I still haven't seen... Actually, Annalisa isn't out yet, is it?
It's not out yet, no.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Is it really good?
We'll probably talk about that, maybe.
I really want to see it. I mean, just anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting that you liked it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Because we'd seen a lot of the trailer and we were getting bored of the trailer.
It has a deceptive trailer.
Oh, I love it when it has a deceptive trailer.
Yes. I'll say nothing else, but I will say that.
Oh, I'm so excited now.
I was like, ooh, this is a... Should we talk about director now? This was kind of a big one.
Sorry, I couldn't find it. I was going through costume, and then I was like, oh, let's talk about.
This was one that, even after I got over my Mad Max, my Mad Max hopefulness,
rage.
I still thought George Miller could easily have nabbed this one.
Could have snapped it.
Yeah, I think because it won all the technical awards, so I thought, maybe they will see that, because if they're on this kind of road, to the Fury Road, on this kind of road to thinking of Mad Max as a very well-made film in sort of technical terms, then they'll think, yes, and the director is part of that, so with that train of thought, they may have given it to him, and... I've heard a lot of interviews over the past year with directors, and a lot of them have gone on about how much they love Mad Max Fury Road, and because the Oscars works where each category is voted for by people in that field.
Yeah.
So directors vote for directing and actors for acting, etc. So I thought, yeah, he could very much have a place in there. He didn't win. It went to Alejandro G. Iñárritu, which is fun to say.
Beautifully pronounced.
Thank you. For The Revenant, his second year in a row. He won last year for Birdman. So, what do you think about Best Director for The Revenant, now having seen it?
Yeah, no, I think that's... I'm happy with that.
Good. Yeah.
I'd go for it.
Yeah.
Especially the stuff about how all the light is natural, mm-hmm. and all the artistic choices,
yeah.
and... I think I would give a Helen to The Revenant.
That would win the Helen as well?
Yeah.
Wow. Alejandro's had a damn fine year. He's won the Helen as well.
Yeah.
Also up for this was... Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, and then so George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road, Adam McKay for The Big Short, and Lenny Abramson for Room.
Yeah, Lenny could have got it.
Lenny for Room, that's a strange nomination, I feel.
Really?
I mean, he definitely deserves it, but he's not been nominated for any other award. In like he wasn't nominated for any BAFTAs or...
I think Room just really blew.
Yeah, it's just... It was kind of a very funny surprise nomination when they announced this. I felt like he didn't have a chance, really, but...
No, not up against... Up against
those heavyweights. Yeah, a lot of people thought that instead of Room, it would be Ridley Scott for Martian.
Nominated. Okay.
Yeah, but no, it's good.
Did you see Amy, the documentary?
I saw Amy very recently, about a month ago.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Me too.
Really impressive, yeah.
Really, there's loads of stuff I didn't know, and also loads of stuff about the media.
Yeah, really sad.
Oh,
like, very tragic.
Really, really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then about her dad as well.
Yeah,
I find
stuff
that
about
really
her dad.
Interesting.
Very sort of
very sinister.
Yeah, and he's planning his own because he's unhappy about the way it was shown. Yeah,
I think he's an interesting character.
Yeah, he's a really... I never knew, because obviously after her death, I think even before her death, everyone kind of knew Mick Winehouse.
Yeah.
Well, I did anyway. I was aware of his like media presence, and he seemed like, hey, he's a nice guy and stuff like that. But no, this film paints him in a very different picture that I think he doesn't want to be painted in.
Yeah.
I mean, understandably so.
Because it's not a nice one.
He comes off very negative from the film, and he's very been very public about slamming the film and saying the film's wrong. It's all for entertainment. It's all subjective.
It'd be interesting to see his film.
What he does. I mean, I feel like it's probably a bit of a bad move for him because no one's really gonna be interested after Amy. I feel like Amy is the peak of Amy Winehouse documentaries.
Yeah.
So for him to do another one.
There's been a lot beforehand.
Yeah, there's been loads of just for TV.
Yeah.
And this one's finally the one that really seems like
it's a film.
It's a proper film, and it really tells that story of Amy Winehouse.
And I love how there's lots of her music in it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, more of her early music. Yeah.
But also just because, like, I think it's.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds you when you're watching it that that's what she was really excellent at.
Yeah. So that was won by Asif Kapadia, who also did Senna. Which, have you seen Senna?
No. What's
that's really good. Another documentary about Ayrton Senna, the Formula One driver. And kind of like Amy, where you don't have to be a massive Amy Winehouse fan to appreciate Amy as a film, I feel you can watch it just as a story about a woman. And the same with Senna, it's just a story about a sportsman.
My dad liked Amy.
Yeah.
He didn't know really much about Amy.
Yeah, so I think the same with Senna. Because I know nothing about Formula One, and I'm not interested in it, really. But I loved Senna, the film.
Because it's just a story about a person in the end. And humans are interesting.
Yeah. How
are we doing for time? I feel like we've been talking forever.
All right, let's speed through the last couple then.
Can I talk about Bear?
I was going to say, yeah. Do you want to talk about Bear?
It's not even called Bear. The Bear story.
Go for it.
Oh, guys, just watch that. It's on Vimeo. It's so beautiful.
It looked good from the clips that I saw that when it won.
And amazingly, like, the visuals of it are amazing. And then it's got such a good story. And I think it's only 10 minutes or 7 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And it just absolutely broke me. It was so sad. But astounding.
Yeah, I'm always interested in the short categories. Because they just seem, I think Louis C.K. came and presented the award for Best Documentary Short, and he made quite a funny point where he said, these awards mean the most to the people that win it because they didn't come here as celebrities or millionaires, and they're never going to be celebrities or millionaires because they're making these kinds of films.
Yeah, that I think they're always the most interesting films.
Yeah, so for them, this is really a massive, huge thing that they're in the sort of same league as the DiCaprios.
Yeah, and I can't. Oh, this is bad, but I can't actually remember who made Bear Story. But they were saying, like, we're just really glad that the story is out there, and that more people are going to see it. I haven't seen the others. I should probably watch them.
Because most of them on these categories, they're only like sort of 5 or 10 minutes long, which is quite nice. So you can just watch it.
But they're on really, YouTube on the fly. Really good.
Yeah, they are often very impressive. So let's just quickly look at, rather than go through every other award, because most other awards actually were won by Mad Max Fury Road. So things like sound editing and editing, costume design, production design, things like that. Sort of
visual
more
effects.
Technical. Visual effects went to Ex Machina.
I loved Ex Machina.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that's a very well deserved win actually, because the visual effects in that are so subtle. You forget that. So like,
it's visual
especially
effects.
Like Ava.
Yeah.
You forget she's essentially a giant visual effect.
Yeah.
But with an actress's face, but that's so well done and so sort of indoctrinated into the film that you don't even notice.
I wouldn't mind seeing that up, you know.
For more.
Best film?
Yeah, maybe. It won the best film at the British Independent Film Awards, so.
I loved it!
Yeah. It was up for best original screenplay, which is a very good shout. And then I think she was up for
best
supporting actress at the BAFTAs.
So,
on that note, so original screenplay, it was up against Bridge of Spies, Inside Out, Spotlight, Straight Outta Compton. Spotlight won, very well deserved win, very good screenplay by Tom McCarthy and Josh Singer.
Well done, guys.
And then adapted screenplay, you had Room, which was adapted by Emma Donoghue, who wrote the book. The Martian, Carol, Brooklyn, and The Big Short. The award went to The Big Short, which I guess, I mean, it is a good job adapting. That's quite a hard book to adapt for a film and make it entertaining with all the sort of fourth wall breaking moments.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's quite a nice one. And Adam McKay had a very nice speech, which was a sort of thinly veiled anti-Donald Trump speech. But it was very well given. It was all about anti-big banks and stuff. So
that's funny.
That was good. Okay.
Finally. So you're going with Stallone.
Yeah. Let's go back to the big question.
Stallone yeah. would be Mark Rylance.
If you, I've having seen Creed, Stallone's he's still a tank.
I'm going with Mark Rylance.
Mark Rylance, he's got his funny little hat he wears sometimes. And...
yeah, but maybe under the hat.
Hey, Benzie. Hey.
You are gunning for your own film impression show. And you have been for the last six weeks.
Has it been that subtle?
And I think we should just get it out in the open now. But that's what you want.
Yeah, I do want that. Yeah. That would be quite nice.
Exactly. I was going to say, I think that he could have the Oscar under his hat. In the boxing ring.
And then bludgeon Stallone. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, movie Citric, for your question.
Citric or critic, whoever you are.
No, I think you're Citric. I'm not being friendly to Jake there. He probably did spell it right. Citric, thank you.
Okay, so that's it for this year's Oscars and for the show.
Until next week.
Until next week or next year for the next Oscar special.
Let's not judge our years. Yeah.
Who's going to win the Oscar next year?
Me.
Helen.
Yeah.
Best film, Helen. Great. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.